wheelbarrows full of for those who don't know, created essentially the podcast medium.
Who is WFODICKS?
Wheelbarrow full of dicks. You don't know those guys?
Well, I wasn't going to say it. I wanted you to say it.
I get super jealous of wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Dude, shout out to a wheelbarrow full of dicks.
I listen to show every day.
WFO dicks. All right, that does sound suggestive.
You are now listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
Right on a piece of paper.
Oh no! I've been hit!
If I'm already wasting our time, I want to
this all
mic from Wheelbarrow
nothing.
That smells like the phone now.
It's a dangerous assignment.
Oh, I need to
put her on a line.
Have I
met Reed?
WFOD starts now.
Guys, hello and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I'm Mike. I'm joined, of course, by my co-host, Drunkard STL on the Twitters.
Thank you.
And also, my co-host, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Hello.
Travis Hulse is here, everyone.
It's me.
And Matt, you're here too, right?
I'm here.
Special guest.
Our special ray of sunshine.
Matt.
Hey.
I want to apologize to you. There's going to be some apologizing this week, Matt. Should I fade out?
Are we going through the steps?
Guys, I turned off the music because I wanted you to know that I'm serious. Matt, the last time you were on the show, you weren't here last week, but I felt bad about it, Matt, because what happened is I listened back and I heard. Guys, phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAY, WFOD show. There's a point, Matt, I pulled the clip. I want you guys to hear it. The utter frustration in Matt when I interrupted him for the 18th.
I don't think this is real, Mike. I really don't, because I don't remember feeling any type of frustration.
Matt, I was passionate and I interrupted you. Drunk, I want you to hear this clip and I want you to tell me. Matt's frustrated that I interrupt him. Hear it. Here, listen. Yeah.
That's not the point.
Here's the thing. As a listener of podcasts, I'm allowed to have... Right?
Okay, I need to know the context before this.
Well, yeah, the context is you started talking, and then I interrupted you. And
yeah,
then
he
was probably sighing about something else that you were referring to beforehand.
Matt, I've been a real dick lately.
Well, that's true, Matt.
Last week we did that whole thing about the podcast recommendations, and like we were mocking people who replied to it. But you know what? What are they supposed to do?
Who was mocking anybody?
I was, Travis. I've been a real dick lately.
Dick.
And I got to thinking about it, and I was like,
going through the steps.
We are.
You try to post something on Facebook, and Facebook wants you to pay so that the people that like you can see it. You generated those people to like your page. They want to see your stuff because they liked your page. But then you got to pay them. And Twitter, they've changed up their algorithms all the time. And what are they supposed to do, Travis?
Right.
All the indie podcasters that we've become friends with over the years, we became friends with because of that reason.
Become friends. I can't remember who it was for a while from our famous shout out episode.
We
actually gained a couple of friends from that.
The Hot Butter podcast. Shout out episode because we shouted out them. And I mean, like, you know, we met Pod Cheese because we did the follow each other thing. And he said, hey, I hope you check out my show. And I mean, like, that's how we've made all of our friends. So I've been a real dick lately to indie podcasters. And guys, I'm sorry.
I've already made some nice Twitter friends just because of that whole thing. So it's all good.
When I do the show, guys, I don't let you talk. I yell over you and
I would love to know the context of before that, though, because I think I was signed over the top. Yeah.
We have to let Mike get through this. This is step one, admitting to being powerless over his addiction of being a dick.
Travis, listen to the clip again. Listen to the frustration. Listen to it.
That's not the point. Here's the thing.
As a listener of podcasts, I'm allowed to...
When you play it like that. Matt, I'm sorry that I interrupt you. I'm going to do better, though, guys.
No, you won't.
I will.
No, you won't.
I'm going to do better. Guys, Chris Hansen is going to jail. Chris Hansen, he never gave Travis his mug.
Yep, he's going to jail specifically for my mug issue.
That's really crazy. Why can't Chris Hansen pay for fucking mugs?
It was like, what was it, like $22,000 or something for mugs and t-shirts that he didn't pay for?
How can he not pay for that? Why is he writing hot checks?
Well, that whole situation...
Who's still writing checks?
With that Kickstarter was completely fucked because, you know, he ran that on, hey, we're going to bring back To Catch a Predator to TV. So, you know, fund this so we can get these going and we'll get it. Well, I think he did like 6 mini web episodes say, hey, we did it.
Yeah. We were mesmerized by the Chris Hansen. He pulled us into his web is what he did, Travis. Like, he was on the program talking about his Hansen vs. Predator Kickstarter campaign. He followed all of us on Twitter. To this day, Chris Hansen follows all of us on Twitter, guys.
Yep.
And Travis, he gave Chris Hansen money and said, I gave Chris Hansen money.
And you didn't get a mug?
I didn't get my fucking mug. So, and if you go to his Kickstarter page... There's a lot of people who got stiffed on all of the things, all of their perks, t-shirts, mugs, signed photos. He just stiffed tons of people.
So theoretically, he wrote the check and received this merchandise, right? He got his 355 mugs, his 288 t-shirts, and his 650 decals. He got all of those, and
I think they actually said that the company held some of them, but he did get a good chunk of what he ordered.
So
that's just crazy. It really is. Have you guys watched his show that's on, like, the online episodes?
No.
So it's I just recently went back and watched some of them, or not went back and watched them, but caught up just because I was reading this story.
You watched Hansen vs. Predator?
Yeah, it's pretty good, actually. Same entertainment value as before, but
it feels like they abandoned the whole televised thing, right? Because didn't it go directly to the internet?
Yeah, it's directly on the internet.
They could have sold that so easy to like True TV or some bullshit.
I think it might be better that it's just on the internet because I feel like they're not trying to be careful about it.
Oh, sure.
Oh, they're getting wacky with it?
Yeah, a little rough, I guess. They go all the way to the interrogation room with some of them.
Wow. I'll tell you, I was super excited to see it. The only reason I didn't seek it out after they said it was available was because I was salty about my fucking mug.
Why can't Chris Hansen? I mean, get a fucking loan, Chris. What are you doing?
You're Chris Hansen.
Yeah, you've got the money.
Guys, you familiar with Kids Bop? The compilation CDs, you know what I'm talking. Hey, Matt, you have daughters. You know what I'm talking about, right? They listen to the Kids Bop.
My kids have never owned a Kids Bop record, ever.
But you're familiar with the concept, right?
I know it. I remember being a kid and seeing the Kids Bop commercials.
Kids Bop wasn't around when you were a kid.
Oh, it's been around. Yes, hell yeah, it has.
Yeah, it was. That Kids Bop's been around as long as now that that's
it started on TV,
music.
If nothing else. They might not have had the CDs, but there was definitely Kids Bop when we were growing up.
Like the Disney people, right?
PBS, you know.
But the official Kids Bop started in like 2000.
There was all these records that were always being sold on those shitty commercials with the blue screen at the end and the yellow letters saying like, oh, for $9.99, you can buy like ultimate hair.
Well, this Razor and Tie is the people who produce Kids Bop. It's a production company. And they got their start making compilation albums like that. Like the ones they had the commercials, like, you know, the, hey, the ballads of the 80s and like all the song titles scroll down the screen.
Funny.
Do you remember how they used to like have infomercials for those things at like midnight, 1 o'clock, right, and they were like 2 hours long?
Well, they still have them.
How the hell are they able to fill that amount of time with that limited amount of content?
But this place, they did those, and then I guess they realized that like paying artists for their original recording of a song, fuck that. And so they got into these kids Bob, and you know the marketing straight to kids is it's pretty brilliant because
so funny little tidbit here. I was in a band at one time called Shindig, and we were signed with Razor and Tie Records. And
really?
We always talked about how we had the same label as Kidz Bop.
What did you do in a band? Were you the singer?
No, I played bass.
He slapped the bass.
He was the tambourine player.
He slapped the bass.
He had to have more cowbell.
The bass.
But it didn't really do much for us other than like some small distribution. But yeah, we would always say, yeah, have you ever heard of Kidz Bop? We're on the same label.
It was you and the kids.
Yeah.
And so like it doesn't matter who's singing. The kids change out all the time. Like as soon as their balls drop, they're out. And they've put out 39 albums, and just about every one of them has gone number one on kids charts, which it's probably pretty easy to do. I wouldn't imagine that there's a ton of kid chart records.
I think you'd be surprised. Every time Disney puts out another movie, there's a soundtrack that I would imagine automatically goes to number one.
But yeah. But quite a few of them chart pretty high on mainstream charts because it's, I guess, it's pop songs that are re-recorded with children, and if there's any questionable lyrics, and I mean any questionable lyrics, they change the words of it altogether. And I mean, like they have a Sirius XM channel. I imagine that a lot of their songs get played on like is there a Disney radio?
Probably, yeah, of course.
There is.
It's probably big on that. But like, you know, I was looking at some of like the lyrics that they switched up, and like, you know, what's that British boy band? One Direction. Yeah, One Direction. They had a song that they said, "She told me in the morning she don't feel the same," but like they had to change that because I mean, like, what are a boy and a girl talking about in the morning? Like, why are they together?
How could you be seeing her in the morning?
Yeah, why are you seeing her in the morning? What were you guys doing? So they changed it to, "She told me in the hallway she don't feel the same."
Ridiculous. They could have been on the bus together in the morning.
And the Lord song Royals has a gold teeth gray goose tripping in the bathroom. Well, I mean, you can't mention an alcoholic beverage.
Right.
Or tripping for that.
And you can't say that you were tripping in the bathroom. So they changed it to gold teeth gold goose singing in the bathroom.
Gold goose. I love it.
That's great.
It's pretty. I have like one example of what Kidz Bop sounds like in case. Baby, do you love me? Are you with me? Say you'll never ever leave. I mean, it's kids singing pop songs, guys.
That production value is a lot higher than I remember Kidz Bop being.
Well, I mean, they're raking in the dough and they're not paying anybody.
What's the lyric change to Nine Inch Nails Closer?
I think they probably haven't gone back to to
the 90s.
The 90s rock scene. Matt, yeah. I have a thrift shop.
I want to pet you like an animal. I want to feed you some of this grain.
Macklemore's thrift shop. They changed it from a probably should have washed this. It smells like R. Kelly's sheets.
Oh my God.
Probably should have washed this. It smells like my baseball cleats.
Oh my God.
It's for kids, though, man. It's for kids, you see.
How about you just don't do that one?
Can you imagine the like shock and awe that if these kids ever hear these songs when they're older after listening to these Kidz Bop CDs 100 times over, when they finally hear the real versions of them just being stunned?
How many records is Kidz Bop selling?
39. They sell millions and millions and millions of them, Matt.
Have any of them gone? How many have gone platinum?
Well, I don't know. I saw a lot of.
So that sounds about two a year, then, huh?
They do pretty good. I mean, there's always they can pull from just about anyone, and I mean those little changes are easier than you may think.
Right.
Travis. That reference that Macklemore makes about R. Kelly, the R. Kelly thing going on. You know, it'd be good to have some kids bop R. Kelly now, wouldn't you think?
I think so.
I mean, like, you know, you don't want to support the R. Kelly, but those goddamn songs are the songs of a generation.
There's a reason we're still talking about R. Kelly, and it's not because of his transgressions.
Did any of you watch the R. Kelly docu-series on the Lifetime?
I've been meaning to, but I haven't had a chance.
Matt, that R. Kelly, he seems like a real jerk, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
And nobody knew about it. We all just thought that R. Kelly was just, you know, singing.
I tell you what.
Peeing on 15-year-olds.
About the rap community that just forgives a lot. You know, Chris Brown can be just as successful as ever after beating the old snot out of Rihanna. And, you know, R. Kelly doing as much shit as he's done for as long as he has.
That's because there's too much money to be made.
I mean, they just don't care either. Like, you see so many people get cast aside. You know, Louis C.K. jerks off in front of a couple women. He can't do comedy ever again.
Yep.
But
Suge Knight will get let out of prison after running those fucking dudes down, and he'll be right back to producing records.
Of course.
He'll be the masked singer.
I mean, and that entire genre promotes so much violence and so much... drug use, all this shit, and they're fine. Like, nobody cares. They can be as sexist, misogynistic, and nobody ever goes after rap music.
Rob
ever.
Lowe has a new game show coming on. We forgot about Rob Lowe, guys.
I didn't. He did that lawyer show for a while. I love that.
But Rob Lowe, he's a dirty boy. Google Rob Lowe.
That was a long time ago.
Guys, Google Rob Lowe allegations. I'll wait.
Charlie Sheen's still around, so it just goes to show you, if you're rich and powerful and you can provide entertainment to people and create some kind of income for like a production company or something, you're good to go.
Travis, in 2003, R. Kelly wrote the song Ignition. The lyrics are, it's go like ahead. Murder, She Wrote.
That would be the remix to Ignition.
It's like Murder, She Wrote, when I get you out them clothes.
Yeah.
It's like Murder, She Wrote, once I get you out them clothes. Privacy's.
Travis, can you kids bop that shit?
Kids bop, 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 bop. It's like burgers and malts when I get done with my chores.
Travis, you know... In 2003, 50 Cent wrote the song In the Club.
Well, Eminem wrote it, but...
Eminem wrote In the Club?
Yeah. Eminem and
Bottles
Dr.
Full of Bub?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did he really?
Yeah.
And 50 Cent just rapped it?
Yep.
That doesn't seem fair.
Well, I mean...
Travis, the lyric is, we gonna sip Bacardi like it's your birthday, and you know we don't give a fuck, it's not your birthday.
Kids bop, we gonna plan a party because it's your birthday. And you know we wish you luck on your birthday.
Travis, I played
the
song.
We wish people luck on their birthday.
Travis, I played the song over it. Can you kids bop that shit?
Kids bop, we gonna plan a party because it's your birthday. And you know we wish you luck on your birthday.
Travis, you know, in 1999... Dr. Dre wrote the song The Next Episode.
Ooh.
The lyric, Travis. You want to try to do it, Drunk, while we're here?
Yeah, do it.
It's very hard.
It's very hard.
Do
you
it.
Ready?
I did you remember that? Do you see that video of that guy nailing it? That was the best thing on the internet last year.
It's pretty great. It's hard to do, though, guys. Time it out. I'll tell you what, if anybody's interested, the next episode challenge, while I got it on the docket here, the next episode challenge is up for grabs. But Drunk's going to try it. You ready, Drunk?
Yep.
Drunk, the lyric is, hey, 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 smoke weed every day.
Hey, hope you're ready for the next episode. Hey.
Smoke weed every day.
Yes, so close. But Travis, so the real question, close. Travis.
Yeah.
Can you kids bop that shit?
Kids bopping Dre. Hey. Floss teeth every day.
I got one for you.
What you got, Drunk? Can you kids bop that shit?
Hey. Make your bed every day.
Oh, I like that.
Matt, you want to take the next episode challenge while we're here? It's a Tuesday night. We're having a good time.
Okay.
Hope you're ready for the next episode. Hey.
Smoke weed
every day.
God damn it.
I was so close.
Mike, give me a shot.
A quarter second.
Are you ready, Travis?
I'm ready.
It's Tuesday night. We're having a good time, Travis. Let's do the next episode challenge.
Hold up. Hey. Oh, my niggas who be acting too bold. Take a seat. Hope you're ready for the next episode. Hey. Smoke weed every day.
Little late, Travis.
Just a hair.
You were close, Travis.
That was the closest I've ever been.
You were really close.
That's the closest anybody of your skin tone has ever been.
Travis, I think that could be a fun thing. Can you kids bop that shit? When something particularly egregious comes out.
This is going to be my favorite bit ever of all time.
If you're listening to this episode right now, if you're listening to it in podcast, if you're listening to it live, either way, hashtag kids bop this shit to us. Pick the most offensive song you can think of, whether it be maybe something by Too Short. One of my favorites from him is fucking two bitches at the same time. any of those kind of songs. You come up with kids bop lyrics to replace those, and please tweet those at us, and we'll absolutely read them on the air.
I can't wait to see. I'm going to scour my playlist and come up with some of my own.
I'm very excited about this.
Hey, oh, my niggas who be acting too bold. Take a seat. Hope you're ready for the next episode.
Hey. Smoke weed
every day.
You were way earlier than any of us were.
I got excited drunk, you know.
you know.
That's the problem is you get too anxious and then you go early.
You don't want to be late. You know, you don't want to be late to the party.
Right. Yeah.
In the smash hit song by Disturbed, Down With The Sickness, he sings, why don't you just fuck off and die? Why don't you just fuck off and die? Why can't you just leave here and die? Never stick your hand in my face again, bitch. Go ahead. Kids bop.
Give it a try. Give it a try, right? Why don't you give it a try?
Why don't you wish me luck, big guy? Why don't you wish me luck, big guy? Something like that. Kids bop this shit.
Can't wait.
Can you kids bop that shit? Guys, let's go ahead and take a break. We'll be back in just a minute. Thanks for hanging out with us. Guys, in the chat, thanks for hanging out with us. We'll be right back.
Since 2011, you've watched 15 seasons, and from that, generated 0 stars. From coast to coast, contestants 13 years of age and older line up to be window dressing in an Adam Levine, Blake Shelton circle jerk with 2 other interchangeable has-beens. This season, our stale premise gets a makeover. It's The Voice, as you've never seen it before.
Hey,
Have I mentioned yet that you are watching The Voice? This season on The Voice, we've abandoned singers altogether in search of a new type of talent. Our celebrity judges are tasked with finding America's greatest Jack Nicholson impression.
Hi, my name's Benny. I'm from the greater Philadelphia area. Doing Jack Nicholson impressions has always been a passion of mine, and I hope everyone likes it.
Hey, what are you doing here? You should be out bird dogging chicks and banging beaver.
That's Jack Nicholson in the movie One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
You still got 2 out of 3 branches of the government working for you, and that ain't bad.
That's Jack Nicholson in Mars Attacks.
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
That's Jack Nicholson as the Joker in the movie Batman.
Hey, Blake, you got a tongue? There, you want a mouth?
Yeah, I just need a small crack of space to get a word in.
I got a small crack of space for you. I couldn't help it. I couldn't help it.
Live. Internet radio.
Online and on your mobile device.
Strangelabel.com.
It's time once again for the Hollywood Beat with your inside source, Drunk. This week, Drunk talks to John Cena about his new film, Bumblebee, in theaters now.
So this is a romance?
I love the tale of a boy in his car.
Sounds innocent enough.
Now you have a relationship with Bumblebee, and Mimo comes out of nowhere and does awesome. And the relationship between an adolescent and their parents.
Gross. Mimo.
It's, I like that stuff more.
You're a weird dude, John Cena.
So it's I keep telling everybody the movie will have a nice, fast pace to it, but it will also be digestible, and it will lean heavily on story as well.
I bet.
To stir things up, or perhaps to cause trouble. Once again, WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Didn't it sound like Matt was just defeated that I interrupted him?
I'm telling you, I don't know what happened.
Why do you keep going back?
I feel bad about it.
You don't feel bad.
Mike,
what's super funny? You had mentioned something about that Greta Van Fleet the other day about how they look like babies.
They're young kids, Travis.
Somebody completely independent of that conversation that we had said that exact same thing to me at work the other day.
Yeah.
They said, oh, that Greta Van Fleet was on there. They sounded pretty good, but they looked like they were 10 years old.
They were on Saturday Night Live, and I guys, you should check it out if you haven't. They were pretty good. But they look like little kids. I said on the Twitter that they looked like the Lost Boys from Hook. I mean, they were dressed ridiculous, Travis.
Rufio.
They looked like fools. But I really like watching them. They're entertaining because they look like they're having fun. They look kind of nervous. They're young kids, you know. Just you know what I mean. Guys, you know what I mean?
Little children. Everybody starts to look really young as you get older, Mike.
You know that Greta Van Fleet. I mean, I do think they're really talented, and I think they're really good. I just don't
like that they sound like Led Zeppelin.
It's not that they sound.
But they do.
They sound just like Led Zeppelin. The guy's voice is identical with Robert Plant's voice back then, and it's amazing. It's such a phenomenal.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
Musically, I just feel musically, I find them to be kind of dull. So I find the voice to be so interesting and like crazy talented. But the music, I'm just kind of like, eh.
Do you feel like it's dull because it sounds like you've heard that for the last 40 years? Because their music sounds exactly like Led Zeppelin too. That first single that they had, I actually thought it was a Led Zeppelin track.
Oh yeah, and I think a lot of people confuse it, like, oh man, is this like some sort of B-side? But that's, anytime I hear them, I almost feel like I'm listening to kind of like we found a bunch of stuff that Led Zeppelin didn't release.
Right.
And this is what you get. And it's like, well, there's kind of a reason that Led Zeppelin didn't release that. You know, it's not like their other stuff that I listen to and I'm like, fuck, that's great.
That's the same reason I'm so apprehensive. They opened up Prince's vault and they're like putting out new material from his vault. And I'm like, man, Prince put that in his fucking vault for a reason. I don't know.
And there's not much from that stuff that you're ever like, wow, this is really great. I mean, Michael Jackson, they've been releasing stuff from him for years since he died. And it's just like,
it's not good stuff.
Well, they've even had, even while Prince was alive, they put out some B-side albums that he didn't want anything to do with, but Warner Brothers like owned them, and they're like, well, fuck you, Prince, we're putting it out anyway. And it was like, oh yeah, I can see why he didn't want that to come out, because it's a lot better than most shit that comes out, but for Prince, it's not up to par.
Do you think that if you're somebody like Prince, who probably has, like, the person I can think of, like Frank Zappa. Frank Zappa just lived in his studio and he recorded tons and tons and tons of shit that never saw the light of day. And it's all just kind of still out there. And I think the Bill and Ted guy that isn't Keanu Reeves, I think that he has all of those archives now.
What's that? Alex Winter does?
Yeah, I think Alex Winter now has the
Frank
Zappa.
Why wouldn't all of his kids, like Dweezil and Moon, and why wouldn't they have it?
A Moonbeam Von Zappa and Diddly Doo Zappa. Yeah, all of them. No, I think they said, Alex, we don't even know where to begin with all this shit, but you should
have
it. And I could be making all of this up. This might not even be true. But
They might have did that too, because he's like a documentarian now. Maybe they said, hey, here's all this fucking music that our dad made. Why don't you figure out something to do with this?
Right. And I think that maybe they don't want it to come out, but I'm not comparing myself to Frank Zappa or Prince or anything, but like, I have tons of stuff that we've recorded on this computer, and it's stuff that, like, we didn't intend to put out because we didn't. And wouldn't you think that would be the case with Prince and stuff? But I guess he doesn't want to just like burn his shit to the ground either.
Right.
Well, that guy was always recording too, just like Frank Zappa, like where they were saying, you know, he, even in his bathrooms in Paisley Park, he had like recording equipment.
Yeah.
Like there was, he could press buttons and record at any given time.
But I guess at the end of the day,
part of his process.
He's dead. So he probably doesn't give too much of a shit now.
There's a goddamn Prince song in a fucking commercial the other day, and I don't even remember if it was a cell phone commercial or some bullshit. And I was like, God damn it, this is the same thing they did to fucking Nirvana after Cobain fucking blew his brains out. He was like, I would never put my music in a commercial, and then he died, and they're like, Courtney Love's like, yeah, fuck it, let's get that paycheck.
Yeah, yeah, and Prince's music became available on Spotify, like, 2 days after he died, too.
Yeah, like immediately.
Which is great for the consumer, because it's kind of stupid when somebody's a Tidal exclusive, because, I mean, who has Tidal? Nobody has Tidal, guys.
Nobody has fucking...
He was like the first guy, though, that tried to do his own thing. Like, before Tidal existed or Spotify or anything, he had like a fan club/website where if you were a member, you know, for the year, you could get all Prince's shit, all of his new stuff, all of his old stuff, videos, everything. And he was just like he was like too ahead of the curve, you know, like nobody was subscribing because they're like, what do you mean? And all digital, like a membership.
Thanks to people like Razor and Tie Productions, you know, like people who aren't on Spotify, like Taylor Swift wasn't on Spotify for the longest time, and Garth Brooks isn't on Spotify. If you want to listen to Thunder Road, or is it Thunder Road or Thunder Rolls?
I believe it's Thunder Rolls.
Thunder Rolls. If you want to listen to Thunder Rolls, Travis, it's on there. It's just not by Garth Brooks. It's somebody covering it, but it's there. Listen to the sort of a little bit rocky Thunder Rolls. It's fine. I mean, if you want to get your Thunder Rolls kick, there it is. So there is no real such thing as not being on Spotify. You're still kind of on Spotify.
Well, I mean, then you can just like go to YouTube, right?
Right. Yeah, everything's on YouTube. I don't know how they get away with all the shit they get away with. YouTube's amazing.
YouTube is amazing.
It's outside of laws. It's like a sovereign. Yeah,
it's like a no man's land.
It really is. Like, I don't know how they get away with the shit that they can get away with just putting it up there.
Because they claim that they don't have enough resources to pull everything down.
Right.
Which is bullshit, because going back to Prince, when Prince was alive, you could not find a Prince recording. Even if it was just like how people do, where they like throw it up against like a picture of Prince, you literally could not find an actual Prince song on YouTube, because he was so adamant about having people track that shit down and taking it off YouTube. Now it's fucking all over the place.
Right.
YouTube, they have like full movies. Like, Travis, weren't you camping and you decided you wanted to watch one of the Freddy Krueger movies? And
yeah, I was hankering for Nightmare on Elm Street 4, The Dream Master, and there it was, right on YouTube.
And it might be in reverse or something, but you'll make do. You're watching it for free on YouTube.
It was actually a compressed screen, so like if you click full screen, it was almost like watching it at your grandparents' house, where they don't know how to blow it up to like go to their full screen TV. And around the border was like a black border with stars that moved around. So apparently that's harder to like nab.
I went and saw that Glass movie yesterday, Travis.
Oh, you did? How was it?
Was it good?
I liked it. It's getting really bad reviews.
I was going to say, I've not heard one good thing about it, and which has been bumming me out.
Now, Matt, let me preface this by saying, I mean, it's a dumb movie. I mean, it's pretty dumb.
Okay.
But I liked it. It's fun. It's a M. Night Shyamalama movie. I mean, it's not like a high art. It's a silly fucking movie.
I like Split a lot. I thought Split was really good.
Matt, you liked Split? You'll probably like this.
Really?
It's fine. Like, you watch it, when it's over, you say, okay, that's fine.
I don't like it when you say movies are fine.
He claims everything's fine.
Everything's fine. Everything's and fine. Usually when I don't like something, he's like, it's fine. And I'm like, no, it was horse shit.
No. Like, there's movies I don't like. This wasn't one of the movies that I don't like. I like this movie just fine.
What was the last movie that you didn't like?
I don't know.
It was fine.
I don't want to be negative.
It was fine.
Why go into it like that? I mean, if you didn't like it, it doesn't mean it wasn't good. It just means you didn't like it.
Well, I'm turning over a new leaf, Travis.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, why does it have to be shitty just because a person didn't like it? Like Matt saying, oh, that's garbage, and you said it was fine. Well, maybe not everything is for you.
Well, that's true, and not everything is for me, but...
Everything's for me.
There's a lot of shit out there.
Yeah, no, but Glass was fine, guys. It was fine. The thing about... Can I tell you guys something that you might consider a spoiler, but it's not really a spoiler.
I pray you would.
Travis, the trailer. In the trailer, Samuel L. Jackson talks a lot in the trailer. You know, he says, hey, my name's last name Glass, first name Mr. You know, he says like all of his things, right? But like for the first 50 minutes of the movie, he doesn't talk.
Oh, does he pretend to be catatonic?
Yeah, he pretends like he can't talk and like that they've been zapping him and stuff. But like, you know, he talks because it's all in the trailer. So like you're supposed to have this whole thing throughout the first like 50 minutes of the movie where you're like, oh man, Mr. Glass is all whacked out. And like you have to imagine that that's what they wanted you to think. But you know it's not true because you've seen the trailer.
Yeah, but maybe you go into it thinking, oh, I wonder what happens to make him not catatonic.
Oh, like he sprouts a new brain?
Yeah, or maybe the split monster jolts him awake.
Yeah. That's why I still subscribe to watching the very first trailer that comes out and then nothing else.
I do the same thing.
Because I really don't want to have, I want to be surprised. I don't want that one joke that's repeated over and over again. You know, I want to see the movie and enjoy it.
I try as hard as I can not to watch trailers at all, but it's near impossible, especially with something that I'm like excited to see.
Right. I loved watching that new Spider-Man trailer.
Me too.
Fucking fun.
We're away from our house.
Spider-Man locked out of his mom told me to go play for a while.
I couldn't help but feel that Gyllenhaal is wasted as a villain.
Really? Why?
Well, because I mean, like, they're gonna have to need him to play a hero eventually, right? We're running out of like white dudes who can.
No,
he can go over to DC and play some fucking hero.
I love him as a villain, and I think you should have you know, better casted villains.
We've burnt everybody though. Who's left? Who else can we use?
Do you remember when the MCU first took off and there were memes and people would say, oh, look, Captain America and the Hulk are in a different movie together. Now it doesn't even pay to comment on it because literally every working actor have been in a Marvel movie in some capacity.
Right.
Black Panther was nominated for an Academy Award. Travis is for best picture.
I don't want to talk about that.
Why not? Best picture. That was the best picture of 2018.
It's silly, right, Travis?
So fucking silly. I'm trying to just settle with the fact that, hey, a comic book movie got nominated for best picture. How great is that?
Now, Matt, if ever there was a movie that I could say was fine, Black Panther was fine.
You know what? I'm going to tell you, I really love the Black Panther, and I thought the movie was really good on many different levels. There were a couple things that annoyed me, but I love Black Panther.
Matt, there was three Marvel movies that came out last year.
Yeah.
And it was the third best.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's break this down real quick. I liked Black Panther as well. I went to the theater. I've seen it since then. I'm like, yeah, this is a pretty good movie.
It was a good movie. It was fine.
But you know,
more than fine.
Captain America, was it the Winter Soldier?
Yeah.
That movie is fucking amazing.
Yeah.
And if you were going to nominate a Best Picture Marvel movie or a superhero movie, that would be it, because that fucking movie was so layered. It was not even, it was barely a superhero movie. It was like an espionage thriller.
Yeah.
But
I feel the same way about Black Panther. Like that first, the whole beginning portion of Black Panther was a James Bond movie. Like, it was really just trying to get in and infiltrate. He has all these cool gadgets. But ultimately what I loved about Black Panther was the different approach to what the villain was, because ultimately what happened, and they could have taken this in so many different directions, you know, especially the platform that they had, because it's this movie centered around all these really, you know, strong black actors. But the main villain of what in that film was Wakanda. Wakanda was its own villain. They were the ones that really created and destroyed themselves and ultimately led to all of the events that happened. And I thought that was such a really cool – and what's his nuts there, that actor, Michael B. Jordan? Like, I thought he did a great job in that role. I'm also mildly attracted to him. But I fucking love Black Panther. I thought it was really good. Again, there was some really cheesy shit in there throughout, which I don't think that, like, just because of those, that cheese factor shouldn't be Best Picture. But I fucking loved it as a Marvel film. Yeah, it was great. I loved it.
In the chat, Jody is pointing out that Tom Hanks has yet to be in a Marvel film. And now everybody's talking about Tom Hanks. Guys, if you're a podcast listener, you really should show up on Tuesday night so you can get in on this chat. They're having a big conversation about Tom Hanks and the Da Vinci Code movies and how I have too many people on the podcast.
You know what I'd love to see Tom Hanks do in the next Marvel movie?
What's that?
I'd love to see him play Stan Lee.
Just start putting Stan Lee, Tom Hanks dressed up. Well, he was Walt Disney and he was Sully and
Mr. Rogers.
He's going to be Mr. Rogers. Yeah, just make him Stan. That's a great idea, Matt.
Tom Hanks as Stan Lee in Stan Lee cameos from now on.
God damn it, Matt. That's why you keep coming back. Dynamite insight like that. It's great. It's great stuff, guys. And, you know, like, see, drunk, more compliments. That's part of my getting out.
Attaboy.
Turning over a new leaf, drunk.
Good for you.
2019, the year of redemption. You know what I'm saying?
How long is that going to last?
It's all the time.
Okay.
All the time.
I'm going to hold you forever. To it.
Tom Hanks is more than fine, Mandy. Tom Hanks is amazing.
I mean, you
I love Tom Hanks.
He's a
movies.
National treasure.
He is. Him and Sandy Bullock. Love them both.
Means you can't, like, curse me out in chat anymore.
So, Travis, you were contacted by a news reporter about your involvement in the Chris Hansen thing, weren't you?
Almost, what was it, hours after we had spoken about Chris Hansen
really?
Going to jail? Yeah, I had gotten a Facebook message from a reporter out of Stamford, Connecticut, where Chris Hansen was arrested.
Oh, my God.
Asking me, he said, I was looking at the Kickstarter page and I have identified the fact that you were a contributor. And I was just wondering if you had any comment. Have you received your perks? What do you think about Chris Hansen being arrested about this?
What are you supposed to get, Travis? A mug?
I need a mug.
Well, he got 355 mugs from this printer. How come you didn't get your mug?
What the guy said. The reporter said, he's like, I know he got a chunk of the mugs. He's like, I hope you're one of the lucky ones that ends up with your perk.
You think he just has all the shit in his basement? You think he's hoarding it all?
Like, gave it away for Christmas presents or something.
Doing? Maybe he just didn't buy it.
Chris Hansen, what are you doing? I don't get what he's doing.
Or maybe he didn't buy enough. Like, maybe there was really 40,000. Maybe there was double the amount, and he only covered half.
And then he tried to order more, but then his checks bounced.
His checks were bouncing.
Yeah, no good.
I just can't. What's he writing checks? Who's taking checks?
It's a big purchase, Matt. What is he going to do? Carry a big boatload of cash? He's Chris Hansen.
No,
he's
man,
a target.
He's sliding over a briefcase. In a world right now where I don't even have to pull my wallet out, I can pay with everything on my phone.
Man, it's probably
this motherfucker's like, still writing checks.
It's probably like a freelance guy doing it out of his garage. I mean, I had customers who I would just do orders for. When
it was a happy goats or happy.
Well, I mean, this is probably just some goofy ass guy printing shit in his basement.
Yeah,
and he. I mean, like, you know, my former business partner that I did him with, like, he had deals with, like, the Humane Society and Boy Scouts and stuff where he prints a bunch of shit for them. And, I mean, like, he doesn't take credit cards. He's just a dude. So, like, you write him a check.
Mshell in the chat was disappointed. But, Mshell, you can go on YouTube and find all of the new episodes of the pedophile show.
You haven't seen all the pedophile shows. Like, you can just watch, and you've probably forgotten about the old ones. Just watch new pedophile shows, and they'll be new to you.
And Anchor's saying the pedophiles are onto them. They're not onto them. They definitely.
Oh, yeah. No, you can always catch pedophiles.
I really, this seems obvious to say, but they're really stupid. and easily tricked.
Like they're probably the type of people that like Google like young girls.
Well,
generally it's boys, ain't it? Young boys.
There's a lot of stupid people out there.
It's guys. Not even just that. No, it's not even young boys. Like there's a lot of like older guys that are trying to hook up with young girls.
Matt, you know, since Chris Hansen is indisposed right now, maybe we should start catching pedophiles, Matt.
The South Park Chris Hansen episode was too funny, by the way.
I mean, when South Park does anything, it's...
They show up and they see it's Chris Hansen and just kill themselves.
Yeah.
And then there's a big pile of dead pedophiles.
So what you doing here?
You know, that's tying it back into Marvel, Matt. Hey, that's one plus to the Thanos thing is he probably got a lot of them. Probably got a lot of pedophiles in that snap.
Oh, I think he snapped and left mostly pedophiles.
You think he got rid of good people and kept pedophiles?
I mean, he didn't choose who was staying and who was going. He just snapped.
Just by the law of averages, he probably got a lot of them.
He just snapped.
I mean, I'm sure he didn't get all of them. There's a lot of pedophiles, like a crazy amount. Like
you think there's a lot?
However many you think, there's probably way more than that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, probably took out a pretty decent chunk.
I mean,
even if he got a third, that's a lot of pedophiles. Bad.
You're right.
That's a good day. Not bad. And sure, I mean, you know, he killed Spider-Man. Bummer. But it looks like Spider-Man's fine. You think all those pedophiles are still fine?
Obviously fine.
I don't know.
I love Black Panther, though. Great movie.
Not the best one, though.
Definitely not third best from last year. It's way better than fucking Ant-Man and Wasp.
Matt.
What?
Hold up. Oh, my niggas who be acting too bold, take a seat. Hope you're ready for the next episode. Hey. Smoke weed every day.
No?
Oh, my God.
Did he just miss it entirely?
I think I had it.
Did I was going to come in late, really late.
Oh, like he was already done saying it? When?
Yeah,
you
like right. I didn't.
Travis, anything going on with you, buddy? Doing okay?
So, yeah, everything's great, bud.
It's good. Good to hear.
You guys still watching The U?
Laura finished The U. Sex Dexter. The U.
Yeah, Sex Dexter.
Yeah. Yeah, she finished that. She said it was good.
It was good. We finished it the other night.
It's a chick show, Matt.
No, I love it.
You don't need to be watching that. You watch The Masked Singer, Matt? That's what you need to
watch. I haven't, but I did want to know with The Masked Singer, all right, because I think you had guessed
Terry Bradshaw,
right?
You nailed it.
I was right, yeah.
You fucking nailed Terry Bradshaw.
I'm going to be right with fucking all of them, guys.
I wanna make a list now of all the others. Yeah,
if you get right up on all of them, you had to have seen a spoiler page.
What's the spoiler page, drunk? What's the spoiler page? The peacock is Donny Osmond, Matt.
All right, hold on. Let's. I need to write this down because I'm going to forget. All right, so Peacock.
Donny Osmond.
Donny Osmond. All right.
I still think that the lion is a Kardashian, but a lot of yes. People on social media think it's Rumor Wilson.
Hey, drunk?
Yes, sir.
How do you spell Kardashian?
Like the Star Treks, right?
Okay. Matt, go ahead. Spell it for me, please.
The monster? The
I
monster?
Believe it's K-A-R-D-A-S-H-I-A-N.
D-E-S-H-A-N?
K-A-R-D-A-S-H-I-A-N. Kardashian. Close enough.
H-I-A-N. All right. Car. All right, good.
Really quick before you move on with this. Since you brought up a Kardashian, did anybody watch that Netflix Fire Fest documentary?
Not yet. It's on my queue.
I watched it. It's great, Travis.
There's a lot of disgusting shit that happens in there. That main guy is a piece of shit. Ja Rule's a piece of shit. It's a horrible situation, although I'm glad all those little rich kids got built out of their money. The one thing that was the most disgusting thing, and it was like a 2-second snippet of that, was when they said... Was it Khloe Kardashian got $250,000 to use the Fyre Festival hashtag on her Instagram one time.
Wow.
Yeah.
$250,000 fucking dollars to hashtag Fyre Festival.
Did she actually get paid or did she get fucked like everybody else?
Oh, she got, all those people up front got paid, like all the influencers, quote unquote, which is such a gross word. All the models and all of the people before they actually started the planning phases for that thing got paid.
Travis, the B is Gladys Knight.
$250,000. It's fucking disgusting.
The monster is Cisco. Although a lot
Hold on. I was on the, we did the lion. You said the B is what?
Gladys Knight.
Knight.
I think the monster is Cisco, although a lot of people on social media think it's T-Pain.
Who are you confirming?
I think it's Cisco. I'm going against the grain, Matt.
Okay.
I think it's Cisco.
Is that all that's left? The four?
There's like seven of them.
Oh, there's a unicorn.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I know who the unicorn is. I thought it was Paris Hilton, but I think I'm wrong.
Nicole Richie, probably.
Maybe. Yeah.
Are you going to go? Are you going to pick one of those? Or are you just going to stay?
I'll just say it's Paris Hilton because I don't know who else it would be. It's probably not Paris Hilton though. That's okay. Matt.
There's only five left.
If there's other ones, I don't know.
And so the deer was Terry Bradshaw, and the hippo was Antonio.
How did you know it was Terry Bradshaw?
Because he was on another show, and he fucking sings all the time, and he.
Terry Bradshaw sings all the time?
He wants people to know that he sings.
Back in the day.
God.
And he's on Fox, and the show's on Fox. I mean, it's... Mm-hmm. Matt, just follow the
fucking
clues.
Did you see him,
Matt,
after the game Sunday night?
So who's the rabbit?
Oh, the rabbit? Yeah. Oh, that is Joey Fat One.
Joey Fat One.
Yeah.
After the game on Sunday night, the Patriots and the Chiefs, he was interviewing some of the players, and his hand is fucking, he's got the shakes.
Who?
Terry Bradshaw.
Well, Bradshaw's
300 years old, Matt.
He's got the shakes. How's he out there fucking singing?
He's got the shakes and the shingles.
Yeah. He's got the shakes bad. I was sad. I felt bad for the man.
Drunk. Who do you got in the Super Bowl or the big game? Not watching me neither. I'm not watching that shit.
Boycott.
Really? You're not gonna watch the game? You're gonna watch the game.
What do I give a shit about either of those teams, Matt?
You'll watch the game.
I don't care about those teams.
I'll be watching the game.
Why wouldn't you watch the game? The Super Bowl.
It's the game.
We're from St. Louis, dude.
Okay.
What do you mean? Okay.
Get over it.
That
get over yourself.
That dang crunky guy can suck our dick.
So if the Bears just up and moved to Miami and they played fucking whatever.
I wouldn't be a Bears fan, but I would watch the Super Bowl.
And then they played the Colts in the Super Bowl. You'd just be like,
I'd still watch the Super Bowl. I'd just be like, fuck those Bears.
Oh, and Michelle with her.
God.
Everyone hates us. Oh, no. We were the underdog. Oh, everyone's mad at the Patriots.
England, they got it so rough, and we do too as fans. All these Super Bowl wins and championships.
Oh, we're so good, and everybody hates us because we're good at football. Oh.
So salty. You're so salty.
Why does everybody hate us? Oh, we're just underdogs. We're the scrappy underdogs that no one thought could get this far. Of course you could get that far. You're the Patriots. You're there every year. This underdog shit. Shut up.
You know what really helps? The division that they're in, too.
Right?
Oh, the Dolphins, the Bills. Well, I don't know how they possibly could win their division 8 times.
Right.
Fucking stupid Patriots.
Aren't you just sick? It's not even that I don't like them. I mean, they're good. Good for them.
No, they're a great team.
They're a great team, Travis. But I mean, like, enough.
Sick of them. Fucking sick of them. My only wish for this Super Bowl, if the Patriots win, is that Belichick and Brady retire. And they say, yep, done. Good run. That's it.
Gronk has like a Hellboy arm.
You mean Gronk?
So did you say who the pineapple guy
Gronk?
Is?
Gronk just whacks Gronk people with his smash. Hellboy arm.
Yeah.
Fucking guy's so stupid too.
Did you say who the pineapple guy was?
Oh, was the pineapple guy? Was Tommy Chong.
Oh, they already announced that one.
Did Matt, you guess that?
Matt, the chat doesn't like you, Matt, but I like you.
Oh.
Thanks for coming back and being on the program.
Anytime, Mike.
Matt, I'm sorry that I interrupted you and you
I listen, I think you took that out of context. I think I was exactly.
No, Matt, listen. Come on.
Yeah, Matt, let's listen to it one more time.
Yeah.
All right.
That's not the point.
Here's the thing. As a listener of podcasts, I'm allowed to. Right, Matt?
See, so, I just want to know what we were talking about. Because the poodle? I think I was sighing because of the topic. Like, as a listener of podcasts.
We were talking about Leroy and Earl. Matt, and by the way, I was wrong about that whole thing too. You know, Leroy and Earl, they have a gripe, and it makes sense. They're on a station, and everybody on the station is friends, and like I think Benny recruited them to be on the station, and like nobody talks to him, so that probably feels like shit. So we should be nicer to Leroy and Earl. They're right.
That's on you.
Did you guess the poodle?
On Mike.
Not Mike specifically, but no, that's on Leroy and Earl. No, like
what they said was right. That they're on a station and nobody on the station talks to them.
Okay,
and that's fucked up. We should do a better job.
All right,
Mike
should go on the Leroy and Earl show.
Drunk can go on.
I would like. I mean, you have a chance here to reach out and be kind to your fellow show.
No, Matt. See, on Wednesdays I work, so I wouldn't be able to.
You do.
Yeah. But
break. You could call in.
I'm not gonna do that, Travis. You know that's silly, Travis. But I tuned in to Leroy and Earl. Like a week or so ago, and they were talking to like somebody doing tarot cards, and it was kind of funny. I was listening to it on the way home. So, guys, listen to Leroy and Earl. They're on tomorrow. And listen to the front
cast. Wednesday nights on strangelabel.com.
Going on their show is a bridge too far. No, Anchor. Going on their show isn't a bridge too far. I work. I can't do it.
Who else is on this station? I don't even know.
Yeah, the
Furnacast.
The Furnacast. They haven't been doing live shows very often, but they've been putting up podcasts pretty consistently. They do a good job.
What a cooler.
The Furnacast. My favorite podcast, guys. The Lotus Cast. They're not really a thing anymore, right, Matt?
No, they are not.
Is Lotus Cast not a thing anymore?
Is the DC Monitor still on this station? Yes.
That's the only show. Still going.
Hot Butter, they're on our network. They're our friends. They've been doing shows pretty consistently lately. Check them out too, guys. That's what the game is all about. That's what people want to hear. They want to hear you recommend podcasts to them. So, so there it is.
You know what? I got a recommendation.
What's that, Matt?
A little show.
Is this your pick?
Broken Experience.
Yeah, they just did one.
I don't know if you guys heard of it.
Mike Tyson. And we just forgot about all the things that Mike Tyson did, and he's just a lovable character now, Matt.
Yep.
Him and Rob Lowe. Is he your pick of the week, Matt? The Joe Rogan Experience, pick of the week.
I don't think that was my pick of the week. I think I was going to talk about you some more because I really loved you. On
Mike.
No, he meant the television program You.
The Netflix series Travis. You.
Oh, Sex Dexter.
Love Sex the Dexter. Sex Dexter.
Anchor says that we should check out the Mustache Cash Stash podcast. I don't think that's still a thing, is it?
Can't be.
Drunk, a pick of the week?
Yeah, Drunk's pick of the week is Celebrity Big Brother started yesterday.
Oh, with the mooch.
The mooch.
Garamucci.
Yeah, why is that such a big deal?
Well, I don't know. Omarosa was on it last year, so I mean.
Isn't he somebody that we're supposed to hate still, too?
The mooch?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think that a certain people amount of not safe for water coolers. They're on the Monday nights, guys. Check out.
I said that. I said that.
Oh, did you?
Matt said that. So I did.
Wasn't he like an FBI guy or something?
He was Sean Spicer after Sean Spicer, wasn't he?
Yeah. RP Grinders.
I don't really pay attention to the political. Yeah. All I know is we're still in government shutdown and everybody's on furlough and whatnot.
So. Yeah. Check out Celebrity Big Brother. Drunk. Do you have a prediction for Celebrity Big Brother? Who do you think is going to win?
I do not yet. Give me next week and I'll let you know.
All right.
Nice. And while I do have the mic real fast, and she is in the chat, I just got to give it a Mandy. How are you today, Mandy? Thanks for showing up to the wheelbarrow full of dicks, Mandy.
You know, it's about time we update your duet, get a new duet going.
I know, right?
I agree.
Do what's another good duet song? Do that one.
It's going to be like a Valentine's song, right?
Yeah, it's coming up right around the corner.
That's true.
I Got You, Babe, or something.
Oh, that's a good one. I Got You, Babe. Yeah, we'll have to work on that. Guys, Travis, pick of the week.
Kids bop that shit.
Yeah. Let me ask you something, Travis. Can you kids bop that shit? Travis, you got a pick of the week?
I would say it's a toss-up. I really enjoyed the Fyre Fest doc on Netflix. I would highly recommend that. But I guess my pick of the week is Friends from College Season 2, starring Fred Savage, Keegan Michael Key, Nat Faxon, Colby Smulders, and a couple other people. Very funny.
Hmm. And you don't have to have a Shudder subscription, so that's pretty good.
Yep, everybody's got Netflix, right?
Guys, we appreciate all of you. Thanks for coming out. We'll be back. We'll do it again next week. So tell a friend. And what was the hashtag, Travis?
Kids bop that shit.
Kids bop that shit. And it's kids with a Z. Because
oh, God damn it. I used an S.
Kids bop that shit.
Guns out, farms out, Mandy.
Taking my time. Always into some bullshit and out of line. Driving with my eyes closed, missing all the signs. Turn the ignition, I'm driven and sitting pretty. Listening to Whitney and whipping it through the city, yeah. Man on a mission, figure it out. Putting way too much on my shoulders, please hold me down. I keep my head above the water. My eyes getting bigger, so the world is getting smaller. I be getting richer, but that only made me crazy. Mama told me I was different even when I was a baby. That Mercedes through the PA when I pull up. Sounding like a concert or a monster truck. I'm tripping, but I'm falling up. Always said I want it all, but it's not enough.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm always saying I won't change, but I ain't the same. Everything's different, I can't complain. Don't know what you missing. Shame on you. Shame on you. Everything's strange. That's just a game. Everybody tripping, throwing it away. We was getting lifted, now we getting paid. Shame on you. Time to let it slide.
Yep.
I'm too grounded. Push whips that move mountains. New crib, blue fountains. These are my surroundings. I be going through it. You just go around it. But it's really not that different when you think about it.
Change, but
I ain't the same. Everything's different. I can't complain. And don't know what you miss. Shame on you.
Yeah.
Shame on you.
Everything's strange.
That's just a game.
Everything. want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this installment of WFOD. Join us live every Tuesday night at 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com. Be sure to check out all the other great shows that station offers. You can download past episodes of our lengthy catalog or enjoy other premium content on our website found at WFODshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at WFODix. Email us Mike, Travis, or Drunk at WFODshow.com. Give us a call when we're live or when we're not live. Phone number there is 636-487-HAND. Special thanks, as always, to our Patreon sponsors, Liquid Lozenge and Brian Kranz. If you'd like to contribute, it's patreon.com/WFODix. We'll be back next week. Thank you, and goodbye.
Lots of good stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself. Bye.